Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
There is genuine dislike between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs, but also both fan bases. And I've watched a lot of games here in this ballpark between the Cubs and the Brewers. It is always a playoff-like atmosphere. So now getting that atmosphere in the NLDS.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
I don't think they're going to be afraid at all to, you know, put runners in motion, be aggressive, and kind of force the issue in the series against the Cubs.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russ?
On 670 The Score.
The Score.
You heard him during 5 on it. He joins us for this hour. Russ Dorsey in studio. He is at Russ_Dorsey1 on X. He is the Yahoo Sports National Major League Insider. He's also an insider and analyst for MLB Network and Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. Russ Dorsey joining us on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score. And Russ, I really appreciate what you were just saying during our break about how the Cubs are down 0-2 to the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just what we saw in the games.
No. I think this series, assuming the Cubs lose it, was lost at the trade deadline, right? Because I think you can't talk about this postseason run for the Cubs without talking about Cade Horton going down with the rib fracture. Like, that's huge. That pushes your starting rotation into a position where guys have to pitch out of position. Maybe some guys that you might not want to pitch have to pitch. But also, I talked about it with you guys for weeks, months on end at the time that the Cubs needed starting pitching. We went over starter after starter after starter after starter of guys who would be available that the Cubs could acquire that wouldn't cost them top prospects, right? And every year the deadline, starting pitching is expensive. But to come out of that deadline with Mike Soroka as your only acquisition when it comes to starting pitching and picking up Aaron Civale off of waivers from the Chicago White Sox was nowhere near enough. And you're starting to see it not be enough. And I think when I look at this series between the Cubs and the Brewers, you were talking about reasons to believe the Cubs are done or not done. I think about it last night watching that game. You can't lose the game where the Brewers go bullpen, right? When you have a game where you start with a 3-0 lead after Seiya Suzuki hits a absolute bomb to give you a 3-0 lead against Aaron Ashby, you have Nick Mears come in after that, and then Jacob Mizorowski, like, that should be the game that in your mind you say, okay, we got to get the bullpen game. You never know what's going to happen after, but that should be the one that you get. And when you don't get that game and you give the Brewers confidence that they can go into game three, where you didn't know yesterday if Quinn Priester was going to come into that game after Ashby. And then the fact that they didn't have to use him and now you can start him in game three, they're like, oh man, we got to go with our A plan. And so all that being said, I look at the trade deadline for the Cubs as it relates to their starting pitching and say, that's where you can tie these two moments together of them just not having enough. Like watching Shota Imanaga last night give up 3-run homer to Andrew Vaughn, solo shot to William Contreras, and just kind of you had a feeling like that inning was going to come for Shota Imanaga. And I saw you talk about it on Twitter before the game, Marshall. That's a guy who has now given up a homer in 11 consecutive starts in that span, since August 10th, 18 home runs. Has given up 22 homers since the All-Star break. Even if the Cubs were somehow able to come back and win the series, I don't know how you can give him the ball anymore either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's so funny because in our backstage in our pre-show meeting, Robbie was like, I'd give it to Imanaga in game five if they get there. I was like, what are you talking about?
You said that for real?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
He's young. He's developing.
My point
opinions.
Is, like, I know what Colin Ray is, and he's been good lately. But if I'm Craig Counsell, I have no problem with him going with the guy during his 2 years here in Chicago has been his best pitcher. That was my point. It's like, I have no problem with him giving trust to Shota Imanaga. Obviously, it didn't work last game, but I still understand.
Robbie doesn't like new evidence.
It doesn't work that way in the postseason, though, Robbie. Like, I can appreciate your point about, hey, he's been their best pitcher for 2 years. But the recent evidence you have, and it's not a small sample size anymore either, he's been bad.
It hasn't been a small sample size since.
Like, you can make the argument that if they moved past the Brewers and got to the NLCS, he wouldn't be on your NLCS roster. Like, would you throw Shota Imanaga against the Los Angeles Dodgers if they moved on? Like, honestly, and I'm not trying to.
If it's cold weather at home and you need him to be his best version of himself, then that's.
Look at all the conditions we have to put on it.
No,
if
you're
cold
right.
And the wind's blowing.
Well,
in this case,
you just had to put normal rest on Matt Boyd, and that moves everybody down.
I think you're assuming that he's going to be good, even with those conditions.
He's going to be better. The delta to me gets smaller.
I think the confidence
delta
is shot
of negative
point,
and positive
though.
Gets smaller.
I think the confidence is shot because he was asked. I went in the clubhouse
post game,
asked about the homers, and it doesn't sound like a guy that's confident. He's like, hey, any pitch that leaves the yard is a bad pitch. I ruined the game. I have so much frustration internally. Then he was asked about, you know, allowing the home runs and what's been happening. And he's like, look, after it happens, I talk to the pitching coaches and try to figure out something to kind of resolve that. And it just hasn't been there.
And that's the problem. It sounds like they're grasping at straws, right?
When you have a guy that is lacking confidence to that degree and you kind of have seen now 11 consecutive starts, 9 in the regular season, 2 in the postseason. I just don't know how you can say as a team, as an organization, this guy gives us the best opportunity to win the game today. And so that's why I would have a very hard time giving him the ball in a game 5 to decide your playoff fate.
You just basically said that Shota Imanaga lacks wind. Whatever is necessary today.
I think you have to look at it in those types of sample sizes in the postseason. And I think you've seen enough if you're the Cubs to say maybe it is Colin Ray that gives us the best position to give best chance to win today.
Again, it's the difference for me. It's that delta.
Yeah.
Is this decision going to veer off this badly for this individual? And for me, if the outcome is similar to effectively making Matt Boyd a bullpen game, which is what you did with his, quote, start, end quote, I feel like the same could have been done for a Colin Ray. And at least in that moment, you're still resting Matthew Boyd. Like, those are the decisions that I do think matter. And I know you talked about the lack of scoring runs, and then I explained why I think you're still setting your lineup differently. It's also akin to me to basically being the coach who has to score on trick plays and trick plays only. When your base isn't getting you there and you have to do all these other things with what you've got, you know you don't have enough.
Ray, I'm sorry, Russell. I'm so curious. You think this is the Titanic. You've been very clear on what you're looking at with the Cubs in this series. Would you reshuffle the deck with the Titanic? Would you change the lineup? What would you do if you're Craig Counsell? Or you just, this is what it is. Let's go.
That's a good question, Marshall. Do I think it's the Titanic? I think it has been a slow burn into this that has been built over the last month and a half, 2 months, which is what I wrote for Yahoo, yahoosports.com. Go read my story on the Cubs.
Go read Russ. I have it pulled up here.
Yeah,
MLB playoffs 2025. Chicago Cubs outclassed by the Brewers again in NLDS Game 2. Face elimination at home. Series moves to Wrigley Field.
That was the headline.
outclassed.
Would I shuffle the lineup? My question, when you ask me a question, I always ask a follow-up question, and it's the reporter in me. I can't help it.
I get it.
What would it do? Like, to me, if you do that, I just kind of, I know we have to get to break, so I won't finish my thought.
No, that's no. That is the thought,
though. I'll put an ellipse here and then pick it up. Sorry, folks.
No.
Ray told me I have to stop talking now.
We'll pick it up on the other side of this break. Russ Dorsey continuing his thoughts about this game. And I think we need to zoom out and look a little bit more at the Cubs' big picture, too. That's all next here on Raheem Harrison-Grody with Russ Dorsey in the house on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.